If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. We were able to generate over $50,000 the week before I gave birth without me physically or virtually showing up online, which is honestly insane, right? Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. I was recently at a mastermind dinner with a bunch of entrepreneurs, and we had to go around the room and just say what we're really good at or where we'd be willing to support others in the room. And I shared about how I'm an exceptional lazy launcher. Now, when I say the word lazy here, I don't mean it in a bad way or with a negative connotation. I just mean I'm really good at getting results without having to trade a ton of my life for it. The whole working smarter, not harder mentality. And it's no surprise that right now I'm in this season of life where I want to focus on the needle movers and prioritize projects that require less effort, but still generate massive results, not just for the short term, but for the long term as well. So that's why in today's episode, I'm going to share something new that we experimented with last year, something that I've coined lazy launching, again, with lazy being a good thing. I'll share about how we generated over $50,000 in 1 week without a ton of work, how we created an evergreen campaign that makes us money while we sleep, and why this method of launching might be smart for you if you're in a busy season. So are you ready to dive on in? Here we go. It is such a pleasure to share the business podcasting space with the man, the myth, the legend, John Lee Dumas. We're both on the HubSpot podcast network, and honestly, his podcast is among the elite veterans of the field. Entrepreneurs on Fire stokes inspiration and shares strategies to fire up your entrepreneurial journey and help you create the life you've always dreamed of. He tackles topics that I know you'll love in a clear, concise, and actionable way, with episodes like how to dramatically improve conversions and marketing performance, how to master sales, persuasion, and influence, and how to build, design, launch, and grow a small company. Trust me, Entrepreneurs on Fire is a wealth of information for business owners just like you. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts. Now, if you listen to the show, you know that I nerd out over launching something, whether it's launching a course or an offer, or heck, whether it's launching my book that's coming out. I love thinking through the science of launching something out into the world and getting it in front of the humans that it was created for. Now, if you've ever launched anything, you know that launching a digital product like a course or a mastermind or membership is sort of like prepping for a marathon. It's a ton of work and hopefully strategy leading up to this big day. And you're spending a lot of time in the prep, getting everything ready and building up your stamina to push it out. It's kind of like this slow buildup, and then suddenly it's here and it's time to perform and step onto the stage and share, and there is no holding back. Now, launching is a lot of things. It's exhausting and exhilarating, and it's riddled with adrenaline. And most of the time, if you go big at the end of a launch, all you want to do is crash for a week or two. At least that's how it used to be for me until I decided that I couldn't give up all that time in my life anymore. So whether you live and breathe for the rush of it all, or you want to crawl in a hole and avoid big flashy live launches at all costs, I want to introduce you to a new way to launch your next product or offer today. So I want to provide a little bit of context. What I'm about to share is something that I tried in my business last fall. If you know me, you know that I am all about experiments, and this was something I'd been thinking about for a while. So, random soapbox, I just have to say this. I really think that more entrepreneurs need to be willing to experiment. Like, we tend to get so set in our craft or our systems, and I love systems, but when we do that, we tend to forget that we can try something new or do things differently. So anyways, that's what we ultimately decided to do. We actually did this right before my maternity leave, and I made the call to try this out because it was less hands-on and it was way more autopilot than my previous launches. So unlike my regular quarterly launches, my idea didn't require any live time from me, and it ultimately gave us this chance to revamp and reboot and soft launch my program, the Podcast Lab. We actually approached it like a concentrated push to the program, but without the immense scarcity of things like live webinars. So it was more like spotlighting a recorded training and sharing about my course in a new way. So I want to share exactly how we did it and what pieces I think you or anyone in this online space could use for your next launch, especially if you want to take some of the pressure off and free up some of your energy. This is a fun and more hands-free way to launch your stuff that might not yield your craziest or biggest numbers, but it'll absolutely drive results with smaller effort, saving you both time and energy to do the other things in your life, which for me at the time was having a baby. So before I dive into specifics, I want to share some context into what I'm talking about when I'm sharing about launching, and then I'll share how we took what we normally do and tweaked it this time around for our soft launch experiment. Okay, so I've talked a lot about the phases of launching in the past on this show, and I want to just note that this isn't a one-size-fits-all launch format, but most people in the online space launch with a very similar blueprint. So first, there's the pre-launch phase. This is a time building up to the release or opening of your offer or program. It's essentially a time where you're priming your audience by hinting at or sharing what's coming and giving them sneak peeks and tidbits about what you're creating and getting ready to release. I want for you to think of the pre-launch kind of like a runway. It's the runway to your main event. And in my opinion, your pre-launch will make or break your results. And honestly, too many people skip over this phase. Sometimes it's because they are still head down creating the offer itself. Sometimes they think they should keep it all secret before it's out there. But regardless, the pre-launch phase is so important, and it's step one of any launch, even my lazy launch. Pre-launch is important, and it leads into the second phase, which is the actual launch phase. Now, there are many different ways to launch something, whether you're doing live webinars or live trainings of some sort, or sharing an email funnel or hopping on social media lives to give away some of the value and then to share about the offer itself or how someone can get the offer. The live launch phase is when the cart opens for people or people are able to buy your thing. And this can look totally different from industry to industry. Some people will launch a product and keep the cart open for eternity. But to provide context for what my live launches usually look like, I'm generally spending a week teaching live webinars that are helping people understand the why and the what behind a topic and providing a ton of tangible free value. And then the how to implement or gain access to the system is generally the offer, which in my case would be a course. Now, the live launch typically lasts between about 1 week or 10 days, which includes all of the live trainings. And this is a period when the cart is open. Now, the beautiful thing about doing live webinars and trainings at this point in a launch is that it gives people information, and it also gives you the opportunity to share about your offer while building scarcity around it. If you say you're going live only 3 times over the course of a week, or if you promise that you're going to teach something really juicy and valuable and you know your audience wants to know more about it, that's going to get a ton of interest in signups. Due to a finite amount of times and opportunities, your audience can learn this amazing thing from you. And the scarcity principle is kind of an important principle when we're talking about live launching. It's defined by Robert Cialdini, and he says that the rarer or more difficult it is to obtain a product, offer, or piece of content, the more valuable it becomes, which is why we do this sort of method when it comes to live launching. HubSpot actually did a survey in 2021 and found that 45% of respondents said that scarcity makes them want to learn more about a topic or a product. Meaning when you make something rare or special or limited, it entices and encourages others to be more intrigued to tune in or sign up and show up. That's why things like live webinars and specific set cart open and cart close dates work so well for digital launches. And that's why this has been the model that so many people use. Here's how the timing breaks down. So the whole pre-launch runway starts about a month before the launch. The 7 to 10 day cart open period where you're providing value, usually live, and then it's followed by the cart close timeframe where you're shutting things down. Now, launching happens in those three phases, the pre-launch, cart open, cart close. And generally in that time frame, you're sending emails, you're showing up on social, you might be running ads, you're sharing other supporting content that's serving as invitations to the different phases of your launch. A live launch is generally a time where you're showing up loud and proud and sharing more than you normally do for a condensed period of time. And I always talk about how it's so important to be serving in between when you're selling. Like, you want to earn the right to sell. We serve about 95% of the time and sell about 5% of the time. So you can kind of understand that ratio. Now, as a side note here, this method does work. So if you are looking to launch something, I want for you to understand that this works, but it only works when you're truly providing real value and showing up and giving away content that will get people results regardless of if they purchase a thing or not. You can't just adopt this model and not deliver on the back end and expect results. So if you're launching anything, I want for you to lead with your customer or your client first. Ethically launch in a way that makes you proud and that gives people this awesome experience with you and your brand. Okay? So let's move on. Now that you've got the lay of the land and understanding of how we launch our courses each quarter, and honestly, this method has become a well-oiled machine in my business over the years, I want to note that launching was not always smooth. It was not always this easy for me. In fact, when I first learned launching from someone else, she made me feel like launching was awful and scary and exhausting and life-sucking. And I had to literally relearn how to do it in a way that was peaceful and fun and exciting and life-giving. But that's a whole nother story for another episode. Now, some people love the energy of live launching and live trainings and the high stakes feeling of laying it all on the line. But for those of you who have hives just thinking about jumping on a live webinar, or maybe you don't have the personal capacity to deal with all the moving parts of a live launch in this season of your business or life, I want to share about another way. This is an easier way, a lighter lift. So let's break down my lazy or soft launch strategy. So this past fall, before I had Quinn, we actually launched the Podcast Lab to my audience. Now, the Podcast Lab is my proven 5-step stress-busting system to process and plan and create and launch and promote and scale and monetize your podcast in just 30 days. If you're curious about what the offer is or you want to check it out, or heck, if you're thinking about starting your own podcast, head to teachmetopodcast.com. That's teachmetopodcast.com. Truly though, if you are thinking about starting your own podcast, I highly encourage you to dive into this program. So anyways, back to the launch. So I knew that I wanted to approach this launch differently because I was literally about to give birth any day and I didn't have the energy or the bandwidth to host a bunch of free trainings, a bunch of live things, and to keep up with each phase of the launch with the energy that it would require. Now, we launched this program about a year before, and so I wanted to get it out into the world again. I feel like even if a program is available or on Evergreen, which is something that's automated, there is something to be said about having this concentrated promotion to drive recognition and awareness and education around the offer itself, while also giving you this excuse to update the course and all of the promotional elements of it. So I essentially had two options. I could skip the launch or try to do it in a new way. And instead of scrapping the launch altogether, I decided, let's just try something different. Like, I wanted to do something to get my program in front of our audience and cover the topic of podcasting on our platforms without requiring all hands on deck or all the live components of a regular launch. So here's what we focused on as a team and how we changed our traditional launch format to get it out there. So first, we took the time to update and refresh the course, the workbook, and all of the supplemental information. Now, I want to note that this is something I do with every single program before I launch. We do a full review and overhaul of the program. We make sure everything is current, up to date, add in any new content that my students might need. And we always take the time to really kind of do a deep dive. So we dig into reviews. We look for questions. We look for testimonials. We see if we can find any gaps or opportunities for new additions. Now, this process always takes a bit of time. It's kind of like the pre-launch for the pre-launch, but it makes a massive impact in our courses. And it also helps us continue to serve past students because they're going to get the relevant updates that can continue to serve them on their journey. So with our full review of the program, we found a few places that we could improve or streamline the content. We also found a few spots where we could add in lessons to walk through different needs. We even redesigned some of the worksheets and downloads to make them prettier and easier to use. And it's important that doing something like this is a part of your launch because far too often people get so wrapped up in selling the thing that they never make sure that what they're selling is the best possible version that it can be. Now, I love that we do this every year because it gives our past students the updates for free. And then when we go to launch something, we can do it feeling so confident in the product that people are paying for. So after the internal updates, then we looked at the external stuff. And it's good to note here that this program is on evergreen, meaning that we are running ads to it year round, promoting our free training, and then putting those who sign up into a timely funnel that gives them a cart open and a cart close date. So it very much emulates the feeling of a live launch, but it is automated. And so this is a campaign that is running 24/7 and has been since a month or two after our last launch. Now, part of the reason why I was so adamant of not scrapping this launch altogether and doing something different was that we were focusing on both the internal, like the course itself, and the external, on all the supporting pages and graphics and copy. And the hope here was that this could give us a fresh and updated campaign so that it was new and not the same one people have been seeing for an entire year. While our past evergreen campaign was still working and super profitable, I seriously love any excuse to update and freshen things up. You know me, I love discovering new tools that I can share with you to help you work smarter. And if you're anything like me, you might be running your business from the kitchen counter or the kids' playground. So having tools that travel with you are essential. From marketing to sales and service, HubSpot has tons of tools that help you run and scale your business easily from anywhere. One of my favorite tools is mobile inboxes, where all of your incoming email and live chats go to one shared location, meaning your whole team can work from one place and easily manage your sales and customer support. So easy, right? Then there's the custom surveys from HubSpot. With a custom survey, you can solicit feedback with unlimited questions, diverse question types, and easy shareability. Leverage the insights you collect to enhance your customer experience and deepen your customer relationships. Learn how your business can grow better at HubSpot.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So after the course itself was done, we then updated the sales page design. We reviewed all of the evergreen copy and messaging and made sure that it matched any of the tweaks that we made inside of the course. We reviewed the webinar registration pages, the thank you pages, the course design. We just did this full scope review to ensure that all of our marketing efforts are aligned and that everything looks and feels on brand with a refresh offer. And we wanted to make it feel current. Now, after we reviewed all of our pages and copy, we then updated all of our ads. So we took time to review all of our ad copy and update all of our promotional graphics for social, including our ad graphics. And we did this knowing that these graphics would then become the evergreen graphics. So everything we were creating, all the time that we were spending on this process, which honestly isn't as much as it sounds, it wasn't just going to be used for a week, but we did it intentionally knowing we're going to use all of this for the months to come. After that, we created all of the content pieces that supported the launch, which included all of our long-form destinations, like our podcast episodes and blog posts. Now, with every launch, we want to leverage that runway of the pre-launch period. And so we created supporting content that was on the topic of podcasting that allowed for us to serve our audience on that topic, but also invite them into the launch and the different phases of it to be released before our cart open period hit. We also took time to write new emails to my entire email list that were sent out for each phase. So for the pre-launch phase, I was focused on telling stories of my early podcasting days and appealing to people who had maybe thought about starting their own show. And then for the cart open phase of the launch, we were inviting people to join my masterclass or training. And then for the cart close, we were letting them know that some of the special bonuses we had just for this launch were going away, as was their chance to join the program. Now, generally speaking, we're hitting our audience a lot more frequently in a traditional launch with the live trainings, but this time we had to approach it a little differently since I wasn't showing up for a limited amount of trainings. We decided to brand the experience as a masterclass rather than a live webinar or live training. And that was a super intentional tweak in language and approach to the training since I wasn't going to be available to be live and the training was pre-recorded and ready. Now, while I personally would have loved to do the trainings live, and honestly, that probably would have converted much better, we chose the best option for our soft launch strategy. And that was a pre-recorded masterclass that then people could sign up for. One of the reasons that I love this, though, was that anyone who was joining had the ability to either watch it right now, like on demand, where they could click and sign up right then and there, or they could choose a later date and time. And I honestly thought that was pretty great because it gives people flexibility in how and when they can tune into the training. And that's something that's not usually possible when you're live launching. And I honestly think in this season we're in, sometimes we want something right now, and sometimes we need to open up our Google Calendar and see when we're actually available to sit down and consume. Next, we chose 1 week to promote the masterclass hard. So we leveraged a lot of the same tools that we use for traditional launches, like website pop-ups, the screamer bar on my website, dynamic ads on the podcast. And we used all of these different assets to promote the masterclass for 1 week straight. All of these were pushing to webinar signups. And then the following week, we were promoting the course via social media ads, pop-ups, website screamer, sharing, hey, the cart is open, which basically gives the same effect of a live launch, just minus the live trainings pushing people to the program. So same exact strategy as normal, just no live webinars, only the pre-recorded option. After the cart open stuff, we then swapped it all to cart close and had those up on social, my website, emails. Again, we're just following that traditional flow that I walked you through and sharing that same approach that we do for a normal launch. And all in all, we basically just kind of ran it like a normal launch. It was just a far lighter lift on my personal end. And what was beautiful about this entire process was then we had this excuse to update everything from the course itself to all of the content, to the copy and graphics that we used to promote it. We got to talk about the program and the topic in a very concentrated way. And we got to share this offer with our audience to not just sell it, but to build awareness around the product and to help people remember that it exists. So you might be like me and curious on how it all went. Let me walk through a few of the numbers breakdown. I love numbers. So in 1 week, we had nearly 2,000 total webinar registrants, and we sold 144 courses during the launch period. Now, in comparison with our 2020 live launch, we had had about 4,000 webinar registrants and almost 400 courses sold. So while our live launch did about double the results, it also took a ton more time and energy as well as payroll to pull it off. So we were able to generate over $50,000 the week before I gave birth without me physically or virtually showing up online, which is honestly insane, right? Like $50,000 is so much money, and it always reminds me of my first salary right out of college. So to think that I worked an entire year in a job that I didn't love to earn that, and to think that I was able to generate that a week before giving birth to my daughter, it's like literally astounding to me that it's possible. So maybe you're wondering, okay, well, would you do it again? I don't necessarily think this type of soft launching is something that's meant for all of the time, but it is nice to know that it's an effective option for us and something that helps us not just launch for a week, but it's this method that allows us to update all the things that'll then be running in automation for the months to come. A lot of times when I do live launches, my main goal is to get a really, really great webinar recording that can become that masterclass that is available on demand for the next year to come. And so this was like a beautiful way to get everything ready and rocking in automation. And so it wasn't necessarily about that 50K made in the week, but about having an ongoing promotion that is generating us money every single day. And one thing I loved is that not only do we get to refresh the course plus our evergreen funnel and assets in the process, but we also got to sell without having to be super loud about it. Like it genuinely felt like we were just building awareness, then extending an invitation for our masterclass and then our program. And I personally love this sort of selling. We weren't promoting super hard or super loud on social, and our all list emails to the webinar were very low key. It was like, hey, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, or if you've wondered if you could, you might like this versus the more salesy or really hardcore invites. And since it kind of occurred right around a time when the holiday noise was starting to get louder, it was almost like this gentle reminder, like you don't have to compete. Like you don't have to shout to the masses, like whisper to the right people. And I think our results speak for themselves that this method worked. Doing the launch this way, it gave us all more time and space to do some really beautiful and important updates to the course content and the marketing materials. And it also allowed us to improve pieces that we might not have had time for had it been a live launch. And honestly, even though the promotion of it wasn't necessarily traditional, it still got the offer out there and reignited the knowledge that this course exists, and it got people in the door if they'd been curious about it. Now, this was definitely a more methodical and less stressful way of updating and launching a digital offer. And in turn, it was a bit less booming in the numbers of turnout and conversions. But I mean, let's say it was absolutely worthwhile for the season of business and life that I am in. So would I do it again? I mean, all in all, I am someone who actually does love the live adrenaline and engagement of a live launch. Like I love that, but I would 100% do this sort of soft launch again during a busy phase of business or life in order to push traffic to an offer without needing to be on for live trainings for a week or two straight. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right. You get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
So what do you think? There you have it. My lazy launch approach and strategy. I sincerely hope this helps you navigate or at least consider new and different ways to launch your offers. Or heck, I hope this encourages you to not be afraid to mix it up or experiment within your own business. I am all about trying new things that challenge the status quo yet feel aligned with my goals and values and day-to-day life. Gold diggers, do not be afraid to play with new strategies and techniques and find what works for you and serves your audience in the best way, because that is exactly how you can figure out what works best for you and what helps you serve the world in a way that only you can. And I feel like it'd be a missed opportunity if I didn't at least drop my sales page for the program I was talking about one more time. So if you want to check out my program, the one that I'm talking about in this episode, the Podcast Lab, it is my proven 5-step stress busting system to process and plan, create and launch, promote, scale, and monetize your podcast in just 30 days. And you can learn all about it at teachmetopodcast.com. That's teachmetopodcast.com. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.